Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open competition demystified by Bruce Greenwald and Judd Kahn. Sophie, have you ever read a business book and felt like you needed a decoder ring just to get through the first chapter?
Oh, all the time. And that's exactly why I loved this one. It's like a cold splash of water for anyone who's drowning in jargon. Greenwald and Kahn basically say that most strategy advice is a castle built on sand.
Right? They go after the big names, especially Michael Porter and his five forces. You know, the threat of new entrants, bargaining power of buyers, all that. And their argument is actually only one of those really matters.
Yeah, the threat of new entrants. Because if there are high barriers to entry, you can make money even if your buyers are tough or your suppliers squeeze you. But if anyone can jump into your market, competition will eat your profits no matter how clever you are.
That's the whole ballgame. And they define competitive advantage super narrowly. It's not just being good at something. It's doing something that your competitors can't easily copy.
And they break it down into three buckets. There's supply-side advantages, which are basically cost advantages. Like you've got a proprietary technology or a cheaper source of materials.
Then there's demand-side advantages, which they call customer captivity. That's when people stick with you even if a competitor offers a better price or product. Habit switching costs, search costs, and all that stuff.
And the third one is the big one, economies of scale. But not just being big. It's being big in a specific market where fixed costs are high and variable costs are low.
They use this great example of two grocery stores in a small town. The established store has huge fixed costs, the building, the refrigeration, and the staff. A new entrant has to incur those same costs, but they'll only capture a fraction of the market.
So the incumbent has a lower average cost per item, and they can even lower prices temporarily to drive the newcomer out. It's a natural monopoly or duopoly. And that logic scales up to entire industries.
The key is that scale is only an advantage if it's specific to the market you're serving. A global giant can't use its scale to dominate a local market where it has no presence. That's why your local coffee shop isn't really competing with Starbucks.
So, how do you actually figure out if you have an advantage? They give a step-by-step method. First, you define your relevant market. And most people define it way too broadly.
Right. A coffee shop in Manhattan competes with the other shops within a 2-block radius, not with every coffee chain on the planet. You have to look for evidence of competitive interaction. Do customers see your competitors as substitutes? Do they respond to your price changes? If yes, you're in the same market.
Once you've got your market, you assess the barriers to entry. Do you have a cost advantage? Do your customers have high switching costs? Do you have a significant share that gives you economies of scale? If you can't answer yes to any of those, you're in a commodity market.
And in a commodity market, strategy isn't about winning. It's about surviving. You focus on operational efficiency, cutting costs, being the low-cost producer. Trying to differentiate is a fool's errand because any differentiation will be copied in a heartbeat.
They also talk about competitive interaction. Most competition isn't a grand chess match. It's local skirmishes. And in markets with high barriers, the incumbents should avoid price wars. They should focus on signaling to potential entrants that this market isn't worth entering.
You build a reputation for aggressive pricing, or you build excess capacity so you can flood the market if someone new shows up. Make the expected return for a new entrant lower than the cost of entry.
And here's something I really appreciated, their take on innovation. They're skeptical that innovation alone is a sustainable advantage. Unless it's protected by a barrier to entry, like a patent or a trade secret, it'll be imitated fast.
The real value of innovation is the advantage it creates or reinforces. So you should focus on innovations that build your moat, not just novelty for novelty's sake. The most successful innovators understand that their invention's value lies in its exclusivity.
They also take a sledgehammer to the idea of synergy. Most diversification is value-destroying. For a merger or acquisition to work, it has to enhance an existing advantage or create a new one. Otherwise, you're just making a bigger, slower company.
They point to the conglomerates of the 60s and 70s. Most of them eventually collapsed because they had no core advantage to protect. The only good reason to diversify is to enter a market where your existing strengths, like a brand or distribution network, can be leveraged.
So strategy isn't a one-time planning exercise. It's a continuous process. You have to constantly monitor your competitive position. Are new entrants appearing? Are customers getting less loyal? Are your costs creeping up? They recommend a regular strategic audit, not just an annual one.
The most valuable lesson for me was the difference between strategic and tactical thinking. Most leaders are stuck in tactics, pricing, marketing, and product development. But strategy is about choosing the battleground. It's about deciding where to compete and where not to.
If you have a strong advantage, you protect and extend it. You avoid distractions. If you don't have an advantage, you focus on efficiency and survival. You don't pretend you have an advantage when you don't. That's the humility part.
The book is packed with examples, too. They dissect Intel, Walmart, Coca-Cola. Intel's advantage wasn't just technology, it was the switching costs from Intel inside and the scale and chip fabrication. Walmart's edge was local economies of scale and distribution. Coke's was brand loyalty and distribution.
And they used the airline industry as a cautionary tale. Low barriers, high fixed costs, and customers who aren't captive. It's a race to the bottom. No sustainable advantage. So it's not a place for strategy, it's a place for operational excellence.
Honestly, this book is a reality check. It strips away the pretension and gives you a simple, testable framework. Stop trying to be different if you can't be better. Find your advantage, protect it, and if you don't have one, learn to live with it.
And if you want to dig into more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The most important strategic decision you'll ever make isn't about what to do, but where to do it. And once you understand that, everything else is just execution. We'll see you in the next one.